News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Families are reuniting at Dublin Airport as over a million passengers passed through the airport over the Christmas period. And today, Josh Crosby, is the busiest day of the lot. What's the atmosphere like there, Josh?
It sure is, Shane. It sure is. Look, there are plenty of hugs, kisses and some tears. I must say, it really is lovely to see families
isn't
here.
Isn't it? It's so heartwarming, yeah, isn't it?
They're all waiting here. And then all of a sudden, the arrival doors open and a son or a daughter comes through. And just that pure natural joy. They run over and being together again. I'm in Terminal 1 right now and there's entertainment planned throughout the day. We're getting a lot of European flights in at the moment, some from Canada as well. Just to give you a sense, Shane, of the excitement, take a listen to some of the parents I met with. First is Abby Langtree from Dublin.
London on Tuesday, so we're all home together. Their brother's terribly excited.
The nest is full again.
It is full again, and we're all delighted. Let's see how long it lasts.
And what will it mean now to have them all back?
That's brilliant. It's absolutely brilliant. And actually, our son Christopher the other day said, I now understand what Christmas is all about. When I was younger, I thought it was about the presents, and it was when I was younger, but now I see what they mean when they're saying families together again.
Well, enjoy it all.
Thanks, Josh. Happy Christmas to you and to all the News Talk listeners.
I'm Christopher. I'm from Dublin. Waiting for my son, Maxwell. He's coming from the UK. I've just come over last night myself from Germany. Never met his girlfriend.
And when was the last time you had a catch-up like this?
Here he is.
There's my boy. Has he changed since you last saw him?
He has. He's got a lot bigger. I haven't seen him in... Actually, this is in a few years now. This is the first time in a few years because of commitments.
I'll let you go. Enjoy
Thank
the moment.
Thank you very much.
Enjoy
Thank you. Have a nice Christmas.
Oh, that is lovely. Some of the parents meeting their children at Dublin Airport. How many passengers are expected there, Josh?
Yeah, Shane, you could just hear it there, the emotion in that dad's voice. So I had to leave him go and enjoy it all. Look, all in all, around 1.4 million passengers are set to travel to Dublin Airport this Christmas. This is actually down by around 90,000 compared to last year due to the passenger cap that we've heard so much about. Today is the busiest day, as you said, Shane, over the season, with around 97,000 passing through the airport. To hear what it's like for those working here, making the operation run smoothly, making it tick, I just spoke with Graeme McQueen from Dublin Airport Authority. He says it's a real special occasion to work.
It's an emotional scene. Lots of hugs, lots of kisses. Even a big tough Scotsman like myself has to turn away every now and again because it gets very emotional here, and that's going to continue right up until Christmas Eve.
We've heard a lot about the passenger cap, but what kind of numbers are you expecting here now over the Christmas period?
Yes, it's a really busy Christmas. Not quite as busy as last year. We will have around about 1.4 million people will have gone through the airport over the festive period by the time we're done. That's down about 90,000 based on last year, and that's just because the likes of Ryanair and Aer Lingus aren't able to add the ad hoc Christmas flights that they normally would. That's just down to the passenger cap. And look, that's the reality of having the passenger cap. As long as it's there, you know, demand is really, really high, supply is restricted, so it is going to get harder to get off and on the island through Dublin Airport, and flights are probably going to get more expensive as well. So on the wish list for 2025, it's absolutely let's get the passenger cap lifted.
For anyone listening, what's the advice if they're travelling to Dublin Airport to pick up a loved one here today?
The advice if you're travelling to pick someone up from the airport over the coming days is to expect it to be busy. So give yourself that extra 10 minutes, get yourself to the arrivals gates and get ready, because you don't know when they're going to come through the door. You want to be there, you don't want to miss it. There's loads of room in the short term car park, so there's loads of room to park. The buses are flowing in and out of the airport all day as well, so get yourself here nice and early, get a coffee, enjoy that moment. You only get to do it once. Christmas is only once a year, so make the most of it.
Yeah, lifting the cap on Graeme McQueen's wish list. Also that Bose would win the FAI Cup. He's another Bose fan. I've met him at a few matches. What about the passengers themselves, Josh, who are arriving in?
Look, Shane, I can speak from my own experience of living in Australia, coming home for Christmas. There's nothing really like it. Whatever jet lag you may have is just lifted. It seems to disappear. It's overtaken with excitement. And speaking from those here, they can't wait to get back for the home comforts, the fry. One girl has the 12 pubs planned already for tonight. Their to-do lists are full. Here are Stuart and Jack from Belfast who live in Milan. But wait till you hear about the present Kira from Limerick is bringing home.
It's different than here, but it's always nice to be home, especially for Christmas.
Oh, you couldn't leave the family alone at Christmas, you know, so just managed to get our flights in time and everything. Good to be back. We'll probably be ready to go after a few days, to be honest with you. No, Jack, as well. Your head will be put away, but yeah, it's good to be back for the Christmas days.
And putting up with the cold weather is worth it.
Yeah, always worth it at Christmas time. But we were warmed up there in Italy. It's been quite cold and wet, so it's not too much of a change.
I'm Kira. I'm from West Limerick, and I live in Edinburgh for the last 6 years. Yeah, going back on the 26th for work. So yeah.
So you've arrived here now. I know you have to get your way to Limerick.
Yes. Yeah, I know. A 3-hour bus back home.
And you've been up since, I suppose.
Since 2:30. Yeah, yeah.
So a long day.
I am tired. I got my coffee here next to me. Though. I'm grand.
What's the first thing you want to do?
I'll just see my sisters, and then see my dad, and then relax for a little while. And my boyfriend's joining us actually in 3 days' time, so
you're bringing him home?
Yeah, for the first time actually.
Okay,
yeah, so yeah,
right,
that'll be nice.
So we'll have to get the approval now from all the sisters.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So no, I'm looking forward to it. It'll be good.
Oh, that is nice. Really nice. Yeah, Josh Crosby reporting there. It's a magic scene. Those moments of reunions everywhere.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.